The Ministry of Education advised that all schools would close from Monday, October 3, as the island braced for the impact of Hurricane Matthew. This is to facilitate the safety of staff and students, and it's also based on the fact that the majority of schools in the public education system also double as evacuation shelters. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Marie Smith, says over 830 schools have been designated emergency shelters.
There is an existing protocol between the Ministry of Education and local government. Local government has responsibility for the management and oversight of the shelters. We would have made them available to the local parish disaster coordinators.
After the weather system has passed, Dr. Smith says the Education Ministry will do an assessment to determine how quickly the centers can be returned to school administrators to facilitate the resumption of teaching and learning.
We'll be in a better position to speak definitively to how many centers, if any, will continue being operated as shelters, and if not, when we'll go in to do the necessary cleaning to return them to the schools so that the process of education can continue.
The Ministry of Education prescribes a certain number of days and teaching hours for schools. This will be impacted by the closure of schools due to natural disasters. However, Dr. Smith says the ministry did factor in contingency days.
So we do have a contingency in place, and so I think right now we're just wanting to know, you know, the impact, the full impact of Matthew, and then we'll determine how many days that we will need to catch up on at the end of the term. But yes, we would have planned for it.
For those persons who are now in emergency shelters, here's a special request from Dr. Smith and the Ministry of Education.
Take care of the furniture as much as possible. Do not do any damage. We cannot afford to have anything that's going to be negatively impacting teaching and learning. And so we're asking them to do their very best to ensure that they take care of the furniture so that we can resume school without delay as soon as possible.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dr. Marie Smith.
Ride out your storm. God is there with
you. If you are in a low-lying, flood-prone or otherwise unsafe area and you have made the wise choice to evacuate to an emergency shelter, here are a few reminders. Decide early to give yourself enough time to take a shower and eat before leaving home. Animals are not allowed at the shelter. Take the following with you: water, non-perishable food items, a blanket, any medication you are taking, and your important documents in a sealable plastic bag. If you have a battery-operated radio and flashlight, take these along as well. When you get to the shelter, obey all rules. Supervise your children and don't leave until you are advised that it is safe to do so. Please do all you can to ensure that you and your loved ones remain safe this hurricane season.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-35904, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.